WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 50 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. For the second straight week, the agenda for the Brazos County Commissioners meeting includes a request from the Research Valley Partnership to accept petitions to create a new community college or buy Blinn College's Bryan campus. Commissioner Nancy Berry, who previously served on the RVP and Blinn boards, says it's an economic development issue since most of Blinn's students on both the Bryan and Burnham campuses are from out of town.
They're renting apartments, they're renting houses, they're buying their groceries, they're spending their money, they're buying gas, they're contributing to our economy.
Berry says there are 1,000 Brazos County students out of 13,000 in Bryan and 600 Washington County students out of 2,600 in Brenham. Bryan Mayor Andrew Nelson says he wants to create more jobs that tie into the research being done at Texas A&M.
University with $1 billion of research, much of it science and engineering based, ought to have some businesses here that tie into that instead of just cutting and pasting more neighborhoods and more strip malls and saying we got bigger. Wasn't that nice? Now that the growth is ended, what do we have to show for it?
Nelson is a member of the RVP board and the Rellis Campus Workforce Advisory Committee. The principal at Bryan Stephen F. Austin Middle School won't get to enjoy new classrooms under construction as part of the 2014 bond issue. The district has announced Brandon J. Rowe is leaving after 4 years. He has accepted a middle school principal job in Georgetown ISD. Bryan ISD has posted a survey for those interested in helping choose the next SFA principal. A link is on our website at WTAW.com. Last week, BISD announced the retirement of principal at Bonham Elementary. A history book of College Station is getting its first update since 1988. The city council at its last meeting approved funding as proposed by the Historic Preservation Committee and Councilwoman Blanche Brick, who said they were fortunate the same people who composed the last book are doing the update.
Dr. Detloff actually was the one who oversaw the publication of this first edition, and he actually paid for it himself. He and Deborah Ballou, who was a graduate student at A&M at the time and wrote it with the aid, and Dr. Detloff actually finished it up. And it was published for the 50th anniversary. And they're going to bring it up to the 75th, as he pointed out.
The first 100 copies of the updated book are expected to be available before Christmas. A new Veterans Administration Health Center in Waco is the blueprint for how a Texas congressman would take care of the most injured members of the military. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan participated in the ribbon cutting of the VA's Center of Excellence.
Center of Excellence in Waco for PTSD and traumatic brain injury, and to deal with the neurological effects of modern-day warfare.
Flores says the VA centers would provide specialty coverage in areas that are not matched in the private sector.
And we would transport the veteran and their family to those areas until they were healed.
For all other vets, Flores would give insurance cards to go to the health care providers of their choice. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 50 degrees. You can text us your news, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Is it Monday yet? Is it Monday yet?
I think so.
Just killing me. Just killing me. It's the computer.
Computer problems.
It's just, well, you know, it just, it says we're in charge and there's nothing you can do. And okay, so finish it up just like a pro and I'll try to do what I can.
I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Whatever you do for a living, chances are you think you're the best person for the job. Well, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 17th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're accepting nominations in categories for the best shops, restaurants, services, and entertainment in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be on the ballot. Go to bestofthebrazos.com.
Get ready to load up your coolers, blankets, and lawn chairs for 6 nights of free entertainment at Wolfpan Creek Amphitheater for the City of College Station's Starlight Music Series. Saturday, May 6th features this year's Voters' Choice Contest winner, Randy Pavlock, in 24/7. admission is free. Gates open at 6 p.m. and the concert begins at 7. You can bring your own refreshments, but glass containers are not allowed, and coolers must be 48 quarts or smaller. Concessions will also be on-site to purchase. That's Saturday, May 6th at Wolfpan Creek Amphitheater. For more details, visit cstx.gov/starlight.
There we go, 610. Here we are. It's Monday, and let's do weather, brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Mostly sunny skies out there through today. High temperature this afternoon, 77 to 82. Then tonight, clear to occasionally partly cloudy and down around 60. We'll stay mostly sunny and turn a bit warmer on Tuesday. High temperature mid-80s and only down to 70 at night. Could be an afternoon shower or thunderstorm Wednesday. Otherwise, a mix of clouds and sun near 85. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look at the A&M baseball and softball team series that took place over the weekend. Meanwhile, in Major League Baseball, the Astros and the Rangers earned victories on the diamond yesterday. And in the NBA, the Rockets are up 3-1 on the Oklahoma City Thunder in the playoffs. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So kind of nice, kind of cool. This has been, weather-wise, a pretty nice weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Again, a little chilly this morning. Just know that the high temperature on Friday is 40 degrees higher than what we have right now. That's the forecast. And they've been pretty conservative. They've missed it. I mean, we've been right at 90 last week. So we'll see. Anyhow, today it's 80. Tomorrow will be windy. If you haven't flown a kite this year, it might be the
best. That's the day.
Just, you know, something to plan ahead with. All right. So we were talking in the hallway, I think, on Friday. I was amazed. We had the story about how the driving test in the UK takes a long time.
Like 40 minutes.
Something like that. And actually, the owner of the station was explaining his, he spent some time over there, his situation. You have to get a trainer before you begin.
Oh.
A trainer.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, more than driver's ed. It's a trainer. And again, it's probably a cottage industry over there because you got a bunch of people who drive on the correct side of the road here as opposed to what they do over there. So learning that deal is important. And somebody made the observation as we were discussing, because again, traffic is just horrendous and we see people behaving badly all the time. Let me think, where was I? Okay, I'm on University Drive right there by Cheddar's, okay?
Okay.
And I'm headed west. And
oh,
so
that's a hard place right there.
It is. It is. And so I'm in the far right hand lane. And this didn't affect me, but it did affect the people in the lane to my left. Somebody just stopped because I hate to say she, but it was. She needed to be in the left hand turn lane. Now, rather than go through the intersection and do something that would inconvenience her...
Right. She's again, going to inconvenience everyone around her. Right.
And again, there's never any traffic on westbound University right there by Cheddar. So she needed to just do that. And it didn't take long. It was, I don't know, 10, 12 seconds. I had passed her, and I'm looking in my rearview mirror while she's just waiting for her opening. Yeah. So, but again, just to say... one of the people, as we were having a conversation, observed, if you see someone with a minivan that has three dents in it, stay out of their way.
Good point.
Tecumseh, Kansas, near Topeka, is the home of perhaps the worst driver in the world, known by many as the CRV lady.
The CRV lady.
I mean, it's by, well, which is probably good. You probably need to know what she's out there driving, right? Okay. Name is Patricia McDonald. Garnered such a reputation for her poor driving that there's actually a Facebook page called the CRV Lady Awareness of Topeka.
You know you've made it.
Yeah.
You know you've made it.
To warn citizens of her whereabouts after drivers. I mean, does this sound like something you wish you could do or had done? Because you've seen somebody who's stupid.
Of course.
Now, 20 years ago, I had the idea as we were driving around town, because we even had bad drivers then, that we give people crossbows with little suction cup arrows,
right.
Okay? And they would have a pennant on them that says idiot driver.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were out driving and you got too many of those on your windshield, you had to pull over for a day.
A day.
Because clearly you're inconveniencing a whole lot of other people, and yeah. You may not even know it.
I was going to say, we've all seen bad drivers, but to have enough drivers recognize you that a Facebook page
yeah.
has been
and,
made.
And that's the difference. Is yeah. Apparently she's now or should be aware. After readers sent them a number of photos and videos showing the woman driving her Honda CR-V recklessly near Topeka, a local news station found the woman, identified as Patricia McDonald. She had been cited 20 times since 1996.
Okay.
The news site says a more recent run-in with law enforcement happened in the spring of 2016 when Patricia parked her car in the middle of the road. Since that case was finalized in October, she's received 5 more tickets. Yeah.
And she still has a license.
Apparently so.
You sure that wasn't on university?
No. Yeah. She's a revenue stream. They're not going to take her off the road.
Point.
Yeah.
We got a lot of info.
Mation.
We're finding a little shortfall in our business, but we've got Patricia out on the street, and we're hoping she'll do her part.
Don't worry, we've yes. got CRV lady.
That's right, get our revenues up
yeah,
a little
she's
bit.
She's funding the new community center.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, they could name it after her.
Oh, yeah.
The CRV lady community center.
Yes. Perfect.
Books in a Blanket is a local nonprofit organization founded by two girls, Harper and Maggie. Their goal is to promote literacy and well-being across the Brazos Valley to in-need children. Books in a Blanket will be having a book drive April 29th from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. in collaboration with the Household Hazardous Waste and Computer Collection event at the University Services Complex. Please bring new or used books along with any monetary donation to the collection event. Log on to booksinablanket.com or twinoakslandfill.com for more info.
There goes 617, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. The Infomaniacs were in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. All right, so here we go. It's day 114. We've got 251 of them to go. We're just talking about books in a blanket. It's pigs in a blanket day.
Hey.
Ooh, I haven't had me a pig in a blanket in a long time.
I so yeah, good.
Exactly.
I know.
It has been a long, long time. It's kind of a kid meal.
Yeah, yeah, you used to make them with the like crescent rolls and then wrap up the little hot dog weenies in
yep,
them.
Yep, yep, yep.
I know
so
what I'm doing
good.
For lunch today.
That's it. It's Library of Congress Day. This is the anniversary when they got their first money to do that. It's New Kids on the Block Day?
New Kids on the Block Day?
Why would they get their own day?
Or does it really mean, like, new kids on the neighborhood?
Well, we're going to have a look. Let's see. You know how that saying goes, another year, another new kids on the block. In 1989, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts declared April 24th, 1989, that's the giveaway.
Yep.
As the original holiday on behalf of Boston's most cherished group of lads.
Oh, wow.
That's right. It's Danny, Jordan, Joey, Donnie, and Jonathan.
Can we go back just 1 second?
Sure.
You said the old saying goes, yeah. Another day, another kid, new kids on the block.
Right, day. Yeah.
Is that a saying?
I'm hoping not.
I think
yeah.
I missed that saying.
So anyway, so there's your NKOTB remembrance.
All righty. Listen to a song.
Yeah, I guess it. Yeah, it really was for that reason. It's Air Quality Awareness Week. Okay. If you can see it, then you're aware of it, right? It's Bed Bug Awareness Week.
Ooh.
That's nice. It's National Princess Week.
Ooh.
National Princess Week. Let me delve into that. Let's see. The Julie Andrews Collection. National Princess Week started in 2012.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So that's when they had the first one. And so there you go. You can celebrate your princess just
celebrate.
That way. Yep, there you go. And it's also National Scoop the Poop Week. I think we know what that's all about.
Scoop the Poop.
All right, let's move birthdays.
We got birthdays today. Fort Worth's own Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, wow.
Is 35. She was the first American Idol winner.
Yeah.
Yeah. And really one of the most successful.
Yeah,
I mean, besides
I would say
Carrie
so.
Underwood.
That's true. She
yeah.
has. And
she, you know, and she hasn't come out with anything new real recently, but I mean, she was, you know, people know who she is.
Yeah.
Usually we talk about the winners and we're like, huh?
Whatever happened to
him?
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
her. Not mm-hmm. her. Yeah.
And then she like went on and became best friends with Reba and like was on her show and stuff like
she's
that.
She's her own person too.
Yeah.
Oh, for like sure.
That. Definitely. Danny Gokey's 37. He was an American Idol contestant who didn't yep. make it big.
I think he does Christian music.
Does he now?
Yeah, because I hear him on Peace 107 when I go over there. Mm-hmm.
Cool. So he made something out of that. Damon Lindelof is 44. He's one of Lost's co-creators who also helped write the Star Trek Into Darkness movie and Tomorrowland, Prometheus, a couple other things.
Oh, yeah.
Derek Luke is 43. He was Antoine Fisher in the movie Antoine Fisher. Melinda Clark is 48. She was on the OC and CSI was Lady Heather on CSI.
Okay.
Rory McCann is 48. He plays the Hound on Soap Opera with Swords. Mm. And another Soap Opera with Swords guy, Aidan Gillen, is 49. He's Peter Baelish on that show. Cedric the Entertainer.
Oh, wow.
53.
Yes.
This guy's name is hard to say, but it's I believe it's a Jimun Hunsu?
I don't know. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
He's 53. Okay. He was in Gladiator and Constantine and Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah. Been, he was also one of the bad guys in Furious 7, one of those Fast and the Furious movies. Doug Clifford is 72. He's the drummer for Creedence Clearwater Revival.
There you are.
And the inspiration for Cosmos Factory, that song, or the album, rather. Barbara Streisand is 75.
People.
Barbara.
That's right. And Shirley MacLaine is 83 today.
Oh, wow. All
right. Yeah.
Richard Sturban, he's the guy who sings bass in the Oak Ridge Boys. Okay. He's 74. Little skinny guy, yeah. Eric Bogosian, do you know who he is?
No. Nope.
He wrote and starred in a show called Talk Radio.
Oh.
About a talk radio host in Dallas.
Huh.
Does not end well for him.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, and he's got a gig in Billions if you're watching that on Showtime.
Okay.
All right, there you go. It's 6:21.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, the New York Times recently published an op-ed in its international section by a self-described political prisoner and Palestinian leader. It details the countless abuses and injustices that the author suffered at the hands of his Israeli prison guards, culminating in his call for a hunger strike. Now, conveniently, the liberal newspaper failed to disclose, the guy that authored the op-ed was serving 5 consecutive life sentences in Israeli prison for multiple terrorist attacks. And on Monday, the New York Times was forced to add, quote, an editor's note at the bottom of the page, which reads in part, the article explained the writer's prison sentence, but neglected to provide sufficient context by stating the offenses by which he was convicted. Hey, maybe the New York Times, maybe this is why they're going bankrupt.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to GEICO.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to GEICO.com. GEICO.com.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. And independent research shows that 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Sovac City's having its first annual sewing machine demo and overstock sale. If you've been thinking about a new sewing machine, then this is the best time to get the machine you want at a fantastic price. Save big on entry-level machines. Save huge on computer machines and save tons of cash on embroidery machines. Check out the new Brother Simplicity 17-stitch sewing machine for only $85. Get a Disney embroidery machine for only $325 and a Janome 4-thread serger for $189. Sovac City's first annual demo and overstock sale is going on now. Sovac City, come on down to see us.
There's an Orange Opportunity sales event going on now at your local Kubota dealer. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower, high quality construction, and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
WC Tractor, your local Kubota dealer. Check them out at one of their 7 locations or visit WCTractor.com.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The concert promoter, first hired to produce a Prince tribute concert, has sued the late pop star's estate and former administrator and advisors for alleged fraud. The latest cloud over the deals the estate has signed since Prince's death a year ago. The New York-based promoter, Jobu Presents, alleges in a complaint that the advisors to the estate's former administrator misrepresented key details about the planned show, falsely claiming the several high-profile acts had committed to perform, and that proceeds from ticket sales would go to charity, which would have helped Jobu book talent without paying big fees. Dutch electronics giant Philips today posted a sevenfold jump in first quarter profits after spinning off its lighting business last year. Net profit rose to $281 million in the first 3 months of the year. Sales rose 3.6%. British luxury retailer Jimmy Choo has put itself up for sale. Jimmy Choo specializes in shoes and accessories. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a sharply higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
An economic boom is coming. Don't let your business get left behind. If you need to build, call General Steel today. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. You can still get an 80-foot by 150-foot building for under $99,000. That's right, 12,000 square feet for under $99,000. Don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
Take 5 Oil Change, the fastest oil change on the planet. Let Take 5 help you get your car ready for spring travel with the Castrol GTX oil change. At Take 5, you stay in your car and enjoy a complimentary beverage while their certified technicians change your oil, oil filter, check all vital fluids, adjust your tire pressure, and wash your window in just minutes. Stop by anytime for a free fluid or tire pressure check. For the location near you, visit Take5OilChange.com. Take 5 Oil Change. They change your oil, not your schedule.
All you gotta do is Take 5.
Well, it's no surprise that stupid criminals do stupid things, and this guy is certainly no exception. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. Well, this guy really didn't want his car getting repossessed, and he went way out of his way to make sure it didn't happen. 31-year-old Oscar Carrillo from Odessa, Texas, called the cops last month to report that he'd been kidnapped at gunpoint. He told the cops the kidnapper made him drive his car to an open area, and once they got there, the kidnapper set the car on fire, and then he took off running. That seemed strange to police, since none of it really makes sense. And during their investigation, they figured out what really happened. See, apparently, Oscar's car was scheduled to be repossessed because he owed $3,200 on it. So he faked the kidnapping and torched it himself. I guess he felt like if he couldn't drive it, no one can. Anyway, he was just charged with felony arson and making a false report because, you know, he set his car on fire and falsely reported it. Don't do stuff like that. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
Are you looking for a job, or do you need help preparing a resume? This is Glenn Brewer, president of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. Please join the chamber and our title sponsor, Reynolds & Reynolds, for our annual spring job fair on Thursday, April 27th from 12 to 4 at the Hilton in College Station. There is no charge to attend, so get your resumes ready and come on by the chamber spring job fair April 27th at the Hilton College Station. Visit bcschamber.org or call 260-5200 for booth information.
The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum is proud to announce its newest exhibit called The Legacy of Ranching, Preserving the Past, Embracing the Future. This exhibit highlights examples of historic Texas ranches that have endured to the present day and will provide an educational overview of how the livestock industries helped shape the state. This exhibit will be on display from March 6, 2017 to January 7, 2018. Visit bush41.org for more information.
Good morning, it's 628. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Sunny and a high temperature today of about 80. Winds are going to come around out of the south sometime today, about 5 to 10. Then tonight, we'll have a low of 59. Tomorrow, it is 86 and kind of breezy. Winds gusting as high as 25 miles an hour.
Then on Friday, Wednesday, we'll go to 85. It's 86 on Thursday and 91 by Friday. Lots of sunshine, too. Right now, the winds are calm. 86% relative humidity. Fair skies, we've got 50.
Diets don't work. Everyone knows that. But when you understand why they don't work, you may actually be able to make them work. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Everyone knows diets don't work, but we still try them anyway. But why don't they work?
I think that ultimately diets fail because we are taught by society as a whole that success and suffering are synonymous with one another.
Dr. Yanni Friedhoff, author of the book The Diet Fix.
And whether it's TV shows like The Biggest Loser that really hammers home the point that it's perpetual suffering, most people don't want to suffer forever, and so they undertake short-term efforts of suffering that don't last.
Rather than suffer to get to your ideal weight, Dr. Friedhoff says shoot for your best weight,
which is whatever weight a person reaches, living the healthiest life that they can honestly enjoy. Because truly, there will come a point where a person cannot happily eat less, and a point where a person cannot happily exercise more, and their weight is what I would refer to as their best weight.
When people diet, hunger is a frequent companion, and hunger is one of the big reasons diets fail.
Hunger is the reflection of 100 million years of evolution during times of extreme dietary insecurity. When we're hungry and there's highly caloric foods in front of us, we are programmed to eat them to excess. And so one of the most important things for anybody who struggles with dietary control is getting rid of that piece. But eating frequently for many helps quite a lot. Ensuring there are enough calories in every meal and snack, ensuring there is protein with every meal and snack, because studies show that protein is more filling. Those are very useful and important pieces for almost everybody.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 50 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The next step in deciding whether there will be a buyout of Blinn College's Bryan campus or a new community college in Brazos County is now scheduled for tomorrow. After a one-week delay, the Research Valley Partnership is again scheduled to present what was previously promoted as more than 13,000 petition signatures to county commissioners. Nancy Berry, who served on the RVP board and the Blinn Board of Trustees before she took office as a county commissioner, has received some public feedback.
I got about 6 or 7 emails this week about not wanting the county to move forward with the RVP project to take it to a vote because they don't want their taxes increased.
Bryan Mayor Andrew Nelson, who was on the RVP board and the Rellis Campus Workforce Advisory Committee, says the earliest an election could be held, if it were to be held, is November of next year.
That gives plenty of time for us to see if what we hope actually bears fruit. And certainly we're hopeful and optimistic. I have a lot of faith. Dr. Hallmark, Dr. Nelson over at Rellis are doing a great job. They're engaging me and making sure that the community is being able to give input. So, we're hopeful and optimistic.
Nelson says this is about the Twin Cities needing and deserving training for traditional trades in tomorrow's jobs. Federal money for workforce education is part of new legislation sponsored by Senator John Cornyn. Cornyn says his New Hope Act would also give governors more discretion in licensing requirements, which he considers a new form of unionism that goes unnoticed because it's so pervasive.
Over-regulation and certification and licensing requirements that bear little to do with or nothing to do with public safety.
Cornyn says studies show current licensing requirements reduce job growth by 20%. The College Station City Council at its last meeting approved funding to do the first update on a history book of the city since 1988. Texas A&M student liaison to the city council, Spencer Davis, suggested contacting the Association of Former Students and the A&M Foundation.
Over the last couple of years, the association and the foundation have taken special interest in the history of College Station as a publicity means to kind of reach out to former students. And so I think for monetary or at least publicity considerations, it might be a good idea to take it to both of those organizations.
Very, very good suggestion. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if they want to order another 500, that'd be fine.
Councilwoman Blanche Brick's motion was unanimously passed to spend $3,000. 1,000 would create a new layout and print the first 100 copies before Christmas. The rest would go as honorarium to the two people who will compose the update, who are the same people who created the last book. For the second time in as many weeks, the Bryan School District announced a principal is leaving. Brandon J. Rowe is finishing his fourth year at Stephen F. Austin Middle School. J. Rowe has accepted a position in Georgetown as a middle school principal. Bryan ISD has on its website a survey for those interested in sharing what they want in SFA's next principal. A link to that survey is on our website at WTAW.com. Dr. J. Rowe's departure followed BISD's announcement that Bonham Elementary Principal Ken Newbold was retiring at the end of the school year. Next month marks 2 years since a gunfight at the former Waco Twin Peaks restaurant left 9 dead and 20 injured. The first criminal trial, which was scheduled to start June 5th, has been delayed due to a separate federal case involving one of the motorcycle gangs involved in the shootout. A Texas congressman has unveiled a new plan to replace the Dodd-Frank financial reform law.
Congressman Jeb Hensarling of Dallas will hold a hearing Wednesday on the Financial Choice Act. Hensarling recently said he expects legislation to pass the House and Senate this year, replacing the Dodd-Frank law. He tells Bloomberg,
I do expect that. In every conversation I've had with the president, the vice president, and the speaker, it is a this year priority. We've got to unlock the circulation of our capital system. You can't have capitalism without capital. Dodd-Frank is impeding jobs. This president knows it.
Hensarling is the chairman of the House Financial Services Committee. Democrats are expected to offer stiff resistance to Hensarling's bill. John Mark Dempsey, TSN News.
The opening of a new Veterans Administration facility in Waco is an example of what 21st century healthcare should be for vets. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan would like to see the Center for Excellence duplicated elsewhere to take care of vets with neurological injuries.
TBI, PTSD, polytrauma type situations, burns and crush injuries. Those types of injuries don't get as good a treatment in the private sector, but the VA gives unsurpassed care in those areas. The VA and the military working together.
Flores' goal for providing health care for all other vets.
And then everybody else would get essentially an insurance card to go to their health care provider of their choice.
Flores says he's sowing the seeds for action that he doesn't think will happen while he is in Congress. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 50 degrees. You can text or call us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, our physicians have always been known for providing highly personalized care. But we also have a hometown advantage in providing the best possible treatment, Aggie Pride. More than 40 of our physicians are graduates of Texas A&M University, and they're proud to practice right here in the heart of Aggieland. Say howdy to a higher standard of healthcare. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 29th, learn about how to obtain a pesticide license. Some pesticides require a private applicator's license to purchase and apply. If you don't have one, this is your opportunity to learn how to get it this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
So if you heard us on Friday, you might have been able to tell that I was coming down with a little something and definitely needed some rest this weekend, which is what I did. And thank goodness I had Suddenlink, because it definitely kept me entertained while I got to just kind of chill and take it easy. I had my Suddenlink DVR, which of course has access to Netflix, which meant I could watch all my favorite shows no matter when they ran. It was amazing. Now that's something you should do too if you don't have it. Well, guess what? You've got the power to save money now. Sign up for the Suddenlink Triple Play. Do it today. rate. You can do it for only $79.99 a month, and you're going to lock into that rate for 3 years. You're going to get fast 50-meg internet, TV with up to 200 channels, and phone. This offer isn't going to last long. It's a limited-time offer. Price excludes taxes, fees, and surcharges. Restrictions apply. See Suddenlink.com for details or call them 877-694-9474. Or the best thing to do is go stop by the local Suddenlink store. It's located at 4114 East 29th Street in Bryan and get started today. Okay, at Suddenlink, more power to you.
Has your family outgrown your current home, or is it time for something smaller? Whether grand or quaint, Marriott Homes is here to design and build the custom home of your dreams. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott of Marriott Homes. We've been building custom homes of all sizes in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years, and we look forward to building yours. Backed by our family guarantee, Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Good morning. It's 640. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981, with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Mostly sunny skies out there through today. High temperature this afternoon, 77 to 82. Then tonight, clear to occasionally partly cloudy and down around 60. We'll stay mostly sunny and turn a bit warmer on Tuesday. High temperature mid-80s and only down to 70 at night. Could be an afternoon shower or thunderstorm Wednesday. Otherwise, a mix of clouds and sun near 85. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the A&M baseball team dropped their game against Tennessee yesterday but claimed the series overall. Meanwhile, the A&M softball team earned the series sweep over the Bulldogs, and we'll take a look at how the Rangers and Astros did yesterday, as well as the Rockets' win over the Thunder in the NBA playoffs. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It was like a game and a half.
Yeah.
And it went on forever.
Yeah.
I mean, I watched most of it, and, well, had their opportunities, but that's the way it goes.
Yeah, I get the press releases that come in after the game, and I was thinking, I haven't gotten the baseball press release yet. Well, it's because the game was still going on. I had no idea.
Just kept on going. Anyhow, it'd have been nice to have two sweeps. What I did not know from watching the TV broadcast was that they wore kind of their patriotic uniforms yesterday.
It was Military Appreciation Day.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They also wear that when they have a chance for a sweep at home.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, okay. I thought that was kind of interesting to
find.
Yeah, because
the girls have a kind of a digital camo jersey that and they wore those yesterday.
Yeah.
And then the field's crew put a big USA in center field, which is kind of neat.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
The Florida Gators wear that kind of camo hat a lot, as a matter of fact, mm-hmm. at home. I think, I don't know if they were doing military. Of course, where they are, there's a lot of military around.
True.
So they're tying in
a lot of bases.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So, okay. So Congress comes back in session on Tuesday.
All right.
And they have to get busy right away because, mm-hmm. you know, the government may shut down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that'll be the end of the world.
We are just a few days away from the government running out of money. Now, so everybody knows what the right clock is here. It's 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time Friday. That's when there is no more direction from Congress. The current legislation that exists, that is signed into law, expires. And therefore, there's no direction for federal agencies as to what they can do. So they can't take any initiatives on their own because they don't have direction from Congress. Congress controls the power of the purse. Now, things seem to be working rather swimmingly behind the scenes over this two-week congressional recess here to put the funding bills together and avoid the shutdown. Until Mick Mulvaney, the budget director, former South Carolina congressman, said no, there has to be money for the border wall in this bill. Well, that is a poison pill for the Democrats.
Yeah. Here's the part I love.
Any initiatives on their own because they don't have direction from Congress.
Imagine a federal employee taking initiative.
Right?
Yeah. That's as good a reason as any that Congress won't give them any money, so we can't do anything. We'll just sit in our offices and, well, draw our big salaries.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. All right, so Homeland Security Secretary, can you name him? No, you can't.
No.
It's okay. It's all right. Doesn't matter. John Kelly says that President Trump will insist on some border wall funding.
Mm-hmm.
What, $100? Will that work?
Yeah, how much is some?
Because, you know, more and more we're talking about this, and the number of people coming over is just, you know, it's silly. just it's not nearly what it used to be.
Right.
And I think the fact that they just talked about it a lot has helped. And
oh, yeah.
And the other thing is, you publicize in the countries where these people come from that we are doing raids in U.S. America now. And guess what? They'll decide to maybe not come over.
Right. There's going to be, there's going to be a few that, you know, get scared.
Jeff Sessions, the attorney general, he's making a tour. He's in Texas Friday. I think he headed out west, and he said they're going to build a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. We're going to get it paid for one way or the other. Well, that's not what Trump said when he was running.
No, he said
Mexico was going to do it.
Wait,
one way or the other was not part of the deal. So,
and he guaranteed
politician
it,
lied.
Yeah,
what?
Well, I know. What are the chances that happened? I know. And well, while we're at it, we may as well dive into the leader of the free world's Twitter account.
Yes. So this week, and I'd like to go back to Friday. He said, "Today on Earth Day, we celebrate our beautiful forests, lakes, and land. We stand committed to preserving the natural beauty of our nation." But then he followed it up with, "I am committed to keeping our air and water clean, but always remember that economic growth enhances environmental protection. Jobs matter."
Yes.
And then he went on to say, "Just yesterday, Obamacare is in serious trouble. The Dems need big money to keep it going. Otherwise, it dies far sooner than anyone would have thought." "The Democrats don't want money from budget going to border wall, despite the fact that it will stop drugs and very bad MS-13 gang members."
The MS-13 again. Yeah.
And then he said, "Eventually, but at a later date, so we can get started early, Mexico will be paying in some form for the badly needed border wall."
In some form?
In
what does
some
that mean?
Form, Mexico will be paying. Yeah, and then he continues with, "New polls are out today are very good, considering that much of the media is fake and almost always negative. Would still beat Hillary in a popular vote."
Fake news. Fake news.
So he said, you know, maybe eventually Mexico would be paying, but at a later date, because we need to get started earlier.
That's right. We can't wait on them to pay.
We can't strong arm them too soon.
No. There were some polls that came out that I guess the president is alluding to. Good news, and there was good news and bad news, as always happens with polls. Washington Post, ABC News. President's approval rating stands at 42%. Not horrible, but the lowest at recorded at this stage of a presidency dating back to Dwight Eisenhower. I guess what I find interesting, 46% who said they voted for Hillary Clinton and 43% for Trump. Well, 43% said they would vote for Trump again. They went back to the 46% and only 40% of them would now vote for Hillary Clinton. So she lost 6% by doing nothing, by not being elected. More of them thought, oh, yeah, well, I guess I didn't want to vote for her.
Yeah.
Wow. How does that make you feel?
Maybe it's how she handled the loss. I don't know.
I mean, what has she possibly done that would cause that number to go down?
Exactly. Nothing. I don't know.
More bad news that you wouldn't want to be the person to deliver to her.
Yeah.
I would think that would probably not be
bad
much
bad position to be in.
Yeah, 647.
Get ready to load up your coolers, blankets, and lawn chairs for 6 nights of free entertainment at Wolfpan Creek Amphitheater for the City of College Station Starlight Music Series. Saturday, May 6th features this year's Voter's Choice Contest winner, Randy Pavlock, in 24/7. Admission is free. Gates open at 6 p.m. and the concert begins at 7. You can bring your own refreshments, but glass containers are not allowed, and coolers must be 48 quarts or smaller. Concessions will also be on site to purchase. That's Saturday, May 6th at Wolfpan Creek Amphitheater. For more details, visit cstx.gov/starlight.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 22nd, learn about integrated pest management for the garden. There are good and bad insects in the garden. Come learn how to promote the good ones and control the bad ones this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Trees can take a real beating in Texas in the springtime. The winds plow through and they really do take a toll on our trees. If you're interested in protecting your trees, there are several logical steps you may want to consider. Tree troubles are preventable. I'll be back with details right after this message. Bayer Advanced All-in-One Rose and Flower Care is perfect for controlling insects and diseases as it feeds for brighter, more vibrant flowers. This product's exclusive formula feeds and protects against insects and diseases in one easy step. There's no spraying. You just mix it in a watering can and pour it at the base of the plant. Three systemic products in one. It fertilizes, feeds, and renews. It has the perfect blend for strong roots, shoots, and blooms. Insect control of aphids, lace bugs, leaf beetles, leaf hoppers, mealybugs, thrips, and whiteflies, and disease control for up to 6 weeks of black spot and powdery mildew and southern blight. 6 weeks protection against major problems of roses, also hibiscus, iris, azaleas, camellias, and other flowers and shrubs. Growing beautiful roses, flowers, and shrubs has never been easier. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. B-A-Y-E-R. Bayer Advanced All-in-One Rose and Flower Care. If you're trying to protect your trees against problems, first, if you're planting new trees, it stands only to reason that you'd want to choose types that are known to be resilient to wind and ice. Although the correlation isn't total, fast-growing trees are generally the weakest. Their wood fibers form quickly as the cells elongate, and growing quickly, they fail to develop the strength that denser woods have. Put in more elemental terms, you can huff and you can puff and you can blow those trees down. That's what happened in some of these rounds of bad weather we've had across Texas this spring. Oaks are among our strongest trees, which is why oak lumber is used for flooring. Of all the oaks, live oaks present one odd problem. While they're able to withstand hurricane force winds along the Gulf Coast, because live oaks are evergreen, they're quite vulnerable to ice storms when you get inland. The added surface area the leaves create can collect hundreds, even thousands of pounds of ice until live oak branches can crack from the load. They're still great trees, but you need to be forewarned about the issues with ice. Schumard red oaks, chinkapin oaks, and bur oaks are three native and really durable oaks across much of Texas. Other strong wooded trees include cedar elms, magnolias, Chinese pistachios, and pecans. Branch angles also do a great deal toward determining a tree's strength in the wind and the ice. Narrow angles are weak. As the branches grow and enlarge, narrow-angled crotches trap moisture and old bark and other debris. As a result, they don't grow together well. A few years later, a strong gust of wind will split them like a wishbone. That's the precise problem with Bradford pears, the ornamental pears that break so commonly in wind and ice. Young trees may need to be staked initially to keep them erect and to help them develop good root systems. Use three stakes to secure a new tree, one due south of the trunk because prevailing winds during the summer when the tree has its leaves are from the south, and the other two need to be northeast and northwest of the trunk. Pad the trunk carefully using short sections of old garden hose, and then run cable from each stake through each piece of hose. Cable clamps will hold it in place so the trunk will be held upright and taut. Leave it staked for the first year or 2 years for larger trees, and those cables need to be up at the midpoint or above on trees that are less than 10 feet tall. If you're concerned about branches that might split, talk to a certified arborist. Perhaps there's a way to cable those. I'm Neil Sperry. Bountiful baskets in our next Plant Talk, Texas Hanging Baskets. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. The Texas A&M baseball team dropped a 5-3 decision in 14 innings to the Tennessee Volunteers in the series finale yesterday afternoon on Olsen Field. The Aggs did claim the series, however, after Corbin Martin's stellar performance led the team to a 3-1 victory on Saturday, and George Jenkins' walk-off single in the ninth gave the Maroon and White a 2-1 win on Friday. The Aggs return to action tomorrow when they host Texas A&M Corpus Christi on Olsen Field. First pitch with the Islanders is scheduled for 6:30, and you can catch the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, for A&M softball,
slow roller right side, Aldering's got it, throws to first, and Texas A&M completes the sweep of the Bulldogs, 2-0 here on Sunday.
The number 4 A&M softball team completed the series sweep after shutting out number 22 Georgia 2-0 in yesterday afternoon's finale at the Aggie Softball Complex. The Aggs eclipsed the 40-win mark for the 6th time in 8 years and the 11th time under head coach Joe Evans. The Maroon and White returned to the field on Friday with a 3-game series as they traveled to Lexington to take on the Kentucky Wildcats, and you can catch all three of those games on Willie 1550. In A&M men's golf, Cameron Champ clinched the match with a 6-foot putt on the 18th hole to send Texas A&M to the finals of the 2017 SEC Men's Golf Championship, defeating Alabama 3-2 in a tightly contested affair yesterday during the semifinals of match play at Sea Island Golf Club. Meanwhile, the number 20 A&M women's golf team finished in a tie for fifth at the 2017 SEC Women's Golf Championship yesterday. It marks the third straight year the Aggie women have finished in the top five. In A&M track and field, senior Fred Curley ran his first 400-meter this outdoor season, producing an impressive time for the victory, breaking the meet record at the Michael Johnson Invitational on Saturday. Curley is currently the second fastest in the world at 400-meter this season, as well as the current U.S. and collegiate leader. In Major League Baseball,
and that's popped up right side. Gurriel backing up, drifting into foul territory, makes the catch, and that is the ball game. What a win for the Astros. Down 4-0 after one. Battle back to tie it in regulation. Win it with two in the top of the 10th. Victorious by the score of 6-4.
Brian McCann and Yuli Gurriel both had RBI singles in the 10th inning, and the Houston Astros rallied from an early 4-run deficit to beat the Tampa Bay Rays 6-4 yesterday. Meanwhile in Arlington.
And here comes the pitch. Swung on, high fly ball, right center field. Gomez angling back in the alley. He says he has it, and he does, and the ball game's over.
Yu Darvish pitched 8 innings in his longest outing since elbow surgery 2 years ago, and the Texas Rangers scored the tying and go-ahead runs without a hit, completing a 4-game sweep with a 5-2 win over the Kansas City Royals yesterday. In the NBA, Nene scored 28 points on perfect shooting from the field, and the Houston Rockets beat the Oklahoma City Thunder 113-109 last night to take a 3-1 lead in their first round series. Meanwhile, the NBA has fined Rockets guard Patrick Beverley $25,000 for confronting a fan after Game 3 of the team's first round playoff series. The league announced the fine about 2 hours before Game 4's tip-off. Beverley had 2 incidents with the same fan Friday night in Oklahoma City. Video shows Beverly falling in front of the fan in the first half of the game, then getting up and pointing at him before teammate Nene redirected him. Beverly also exchanged words with the fan after the game. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. In my experience, most people don't expect as much as they should from their insurance agent. Your agent should be your advocate and your representative and should put your interest before his own or any insurance company's. Your agent should be a valuable and trusted resource. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, that is exactly who we are. Although we represent some of the top insurance companies in the nation, we understand that our clients are our number one priority. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station.
For years you've heard me say, we'll make mowing as close to fun as it gets. But if you don't come and test drive one of our zero-turn mowers, how will you know? This is David with Kairos Truck Center. The grass is growing and the mowing season is here. If you're still using that old mower, it's time to upgrade to a zero-turn mower from Kairos. The zeros are back. Cut your mowing time in half with zero down and 0% interest on all zero-turn mowers at Kairos. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Please join us for an open house and ribbon cutting on Wednesday, April 26th at 4:30 p.m. Tour our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility designed to help your family smile again. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Sometimes life's best moments get messy, and for everything life throws at you, there's Aggieland Carpet One Flooring Home. Featuring our new H2O flooring, it's waterproof, kid-proof, and pet-proof.
And right now, save big on Karastand carpets and rugs.
And save up to $500 on select hardwood, tile, vinyl, laminate, and more. Plus, take advantage of the special 12 months financing.
Stop worrying and start living.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Finance subject to credit approval. See store for details.
Good morning. About a couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Kind of mixing social news and sports.
Okay.
Rory McIlroy Met Eric Astolt at the altar over the weekend in Ireland.
Ah.
E! News reports rumors are swirling that Stevie Wonder sang a few songs during the nuptials.
Nice.
And Ed Sheeran performed at the reception.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I had no idea he was getting married.
Other big names, Niall Horan from One Direction.
Yeah, Neil.
Okay. Oh, Neil. Okay. Mm-hmm. And Chris Martin from Coldplay.
Nice.
Saying that the whole affair cost $250,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pocket change for old Roar.
That's right. And then there's this, the dentist in Alaska who's accused of distracted dentistry. To be more specific, prosecutors say that Seth Lookhart pulled a patient's tooth while simultaneously riding a hoverboard.
Oh, wow. That's okay.
Yeah.
Not smart.
No. Officials allegedly found a video of the incident, of course, on his phone while investigating him on unrelated charges.
Oh.
Yeah, they say that he joked about the incident with his business manager.
What did he say? Hold my beer and watch this?
Yeah, I think so. All right, it's 50. Going to be up about 80 today, as a matter of fact. It's 7 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Brian.